Wonderful name, how my heart thrills to hear it, the name of my risen Redeemer and King. It falls like the music of heaven on my spirit and fills me with rapture divine. What I sing, Jesus, wonderful name, sweeter than all the world to me, Jesus, ever the same, now and through all eternity. When lost in my sin, 'twas the name of that banished my fear and brought peace to my soul. I'll sing it in glory forever and ever, with joy while the years of eternity roll. Jesus, wonderful name, sweeter than all the world to me, Jesus, ever the same, now and through all eternity. I think of the cross where he suffered to save me, and oh, how my heart thrills with glory divine, to know it is life everlasting he gave me. When sinless he died for a soul such as mine, Jesus, wonderful name, sweeter than all the world to me, Jesus, ever the same, now and through all eternity, Jesus, wonderful name, sweeter than all the world to me, Jesus, ever the same, now and through all eternity.
Oh, Jesus, I worship you, Lord. Jesus, we worship you. Jesus, we praise you. Jesus, I love you. Jesus, I worship you. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. King, in what you hear.
To camp, Lord, and the cottagers, Lord. I pray that you are to speak to every single boy in the village and in the mansion, Lord. I pray that you work in their hearts, Lord. You have started a work, Lord, even before they came to camp. So I pray that you just continue that work, Lord, and just overshadow them with your love, Lord, for your power and strength into them, Lord. I pray that this morning as they're in meeting, Lord, that you speak to each one of them individually, Lord, so that they feel your presence and know that you love them, Lord, and that you're real, Lord. I pray that you just show yourself to them as they're in camp, Lord, for the rest of these days. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Every hour.
Number 355, 355.
Like mine can be.
Yes, Lord. Founder of this camp and the founder of the Ridgewood Fellowship once said that our battle hymn was "Stayed Upon Jehovah." Hearts are fully blessed, finding as he promised, perfect peace and rest. And that sounds a little bit odd, doesn't it? I would think it would be "Onward Christian Soldiers, marching as to war." And yet the battle is to see the Lord. The battle is to rest in him. The Old Testament, it speaks of a time when the people of Israel were being attacked by their enemies. And they wanted to go to different nations around them for help. "We're going to go to Egypt and hire them to fight our battles." And the prophet said to them, "In returning and rest, you will be saved. In quietness and in confidence shall be your strength." But he also continued and said, "But you didn't want it. Ye would not." The Lord waits to be gracious. The Lord is waiting to be gracious to us. Blessed are those who put their trust in him. And so as our sister prayed this morning, I was just reminded of that. Stayed upon Jehovah. Not moved by the storms about me, but looking unto Jesus. Resting in him. It seems the Lord wants us to get quiet. Have you been able to get quiet on the inside? I mean, we can make ourselves quiet, sit quietly, right, Carlos, and hold our hands tight, and we can try to be quiet. But on the inside, God wants to still us. Still our hearts, still our restless minds, remove the anxious thoughts. And he says, just rest, get still. So I trust we're learning these things in a measure in these days. God is helping us, teaching us his way. Wanting to reveal himself to us as the God who is able, the God who is sufficient. We don't have to run to Egypt for our help. We don't have to look to the world around us to find peace, satisfaction. Jesus is all we need. We sing, "I have," or "I need Jesus." And I remember my dad telling us, "Well, let's sing it this way now. I have Jesus." I have him. He's here for me. And so I receive, I take. I take him now for all my need. So let's sing together. 334. 334. stand as we sing?
Jesus.
Someone pray with us, please.
Praise his name.
Lord, I thank you for this quiet hour and this calm, sedate place where we can just focus on you and all our current cares and worries are left behind.
Hallelujah.
Lord, may we see you in Hallelujah. A full and real way.
Praise
may we experience
Lord.
A deeper walk with you.
Yes.
Oh God.
Praise the Lord.
And the song that has been going through my mind is Oh to be like you.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Our blessed Redeemer.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you that you gave your Son for us
yes.
so that we
Hallelujah.
Could experience this life.
Hallelujah.
Oh God, I just praise Hallelujah. You and thank you for the privilege of being in this place where
praise
you are honored
name.
And praised and lifted up. Lord, remove any
praise
interference.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Lord, clear the air.
Yes,
let the enemy flee.
Oh God,
and may you
Lord,
have the victory
praise
in each one of our lives, Lord. Oh, especially in my Lord. Oh, I give it all to you. And I thank and praise you that you will do what you have promised.
Yes.
And we count on you and thank you for it in advance. In your precious name, I pray.
Amen. Oh, to be like thee, oh, to be like thee, blessed Redeemer, pure as thou art, come in thy sweetness, come in thy fullness, step thine own. One, two, five. Yes, Lord, come and fill us, Lord, fill us. Yes, Lord. Are you looking for the fullness of the blessing of the Lord in your heart and life today? Claim the promise of your Father, come according to his word. In the blessed old time way, he will fill your heart to overflowing as the Lord commanded you bring vessels, not a few. He will fill your heart to overflowing with the Holy Ghost and power. Bring your empty earth. Vessels clean through Jesus' precious blood.
creation wait before the throne of God till the Holy Ghost shall fall. He will fill your heart to overflowing as the Lord commanded you. Bring your vessels, not a few. He will fill your heart to overflowing with the Holy Ghost and power. Like the cruse of oil unfailing is His grace forevermore, and His love unchanging still. And according to His promise with the Holy Ghost and power, He will every vessel fill. He will fill your heart to overflowing as the Lord commanded you.
Bring your
vessels, not a few. He will fill your heart to overflowing with the Holy Ghost and power.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. And so what must we do? Bring the vessel, right? We need to just come. We need to come. And I believe we're doing that in these days. And we will have continued opportunity to come and be filled.